Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know on this show how we love food. You know that by now if you're a regular listener. If you're a new listener, get used to it. We love the food. And we like talking about it probably more than, almost more than we like eating it. Any new cheese developments, we always bring you first on this show. Anything brand new in the world of cake, you can rely on us. So, Becky has some breaking news now about something big in the world of cakes.
Breaking news.
Whoopie pie. I thought I was going to get another boom, boom, boom. Whoopie pie.
What is whoopie pie?
Wait, can we talk about it just because you like saying it? It's like it's the cake of the summer.
Who says?
Everyone.
And?
It is amazing. Basically, it's like it's the new cupcake thing, like a new fairy cake. And it's basically two bits of cake stuck together with just loads of icing. It's just sugar in a ball, basically.
That's been done before, hasn't it?
No, but it's not been called whoopie pie.
And that is your cake breaking news.
Breaking news.
How many have you tried?
About four or five.
And?
All good. I'm still prepared to try more, though. I just need to keep it. You know, it's for the kind of, obviously for the show to keep trying new cakes and new cheeses and stuff.
To some people, this might not be that interesting, but believe me, if you like cake as much as we do.
No, you just saw on my Twitter that I'd been talking about whoopie pie, and I think you thought you were missing out, and it might be something a little bit more exciting than a cake.
Yeah. Whoopie pie is a brilliant name. If you've tried a whoopie, let us know.
Breaking news.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hayley has been on saying that whoopie pies are on the front of the Sainsbury's mag at the moment. Another food mag, highly recommended. Kirsty and Nipton has got it. Is that a real place? Nipton. Whoopie pie is brilliant. I've been making them months ago. That's from Laura. Oh, okay.
Someone makes them every day.
Who's that?
I can't remember now, but she said I make whoopie pie every single day.
We just like to bring you breaking news food development-wise, but I don't think anything this exciting has happened for a while since that cheese bap that we made. Do you remember?
Oh, the one with the sausage roll in it.
Yeah, so
where
it was...
you put a white bread roll with sausage roll in it and then cheese and mayonnaise, melt the cheese and a hot sausage roll in the bread roll.
Yeah. We were actually trying it to see how disgusting it was and then worked out that we really loved it.
Yeah, that was an accident that we
liked. Was. It was. We got it off the fat person, off of super size versus super skinny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've got to be honest, me and Becky know nothing about football, which is why we have a 14-year-old to tell us about it. He used to be 10 when we used to speak to him 4 years ago, the World Cup. Lloyd, our football expert, should be on any second.
Hello?
Lloyd.
Hello?
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 Are you pretending you can't hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, good. How was school today?
School was very interesting today. We had a special lesson and I learnt how to wash my bits properly and that a thrush isn't just a bird.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish we hadn't asked. I must have missed that one because I never had that lesson, did
you? Oh, no, we did, yeah. So you had that lesson today, did you?
We did have that lesson, and we've got two more left this year.
Yeah, you're going to learn all sorts over the next couple of lessons.
Yeah.
Did you find it useful? Did you know how to do that already?
I already knew, yeah. Apart from about the thrush.
Yeah. Can we talk about football then?
If you want.
I'd like that.
Okay.
What do we have today? What matches?
Well, today there was Argentina versus South Korea.
Mm.
And Argentina won 4-1.
I thought they would.
And on now is Greece versus Nigeria.
Remember to shout Spanakopita every time they score.
Yeah.
So, tonight then?
Tonight is France versus Mexico.
Right.
If Mexico score, you should shout, Andre, Andre, Arriba, Arriba.
Really?
Andre, yeah. Andre? What, like Peter Andre?
No, Andre.
Oh.
Andre? Can't we just go back to chimichanga? Surely that works for Mexico.
Yeah, you can shout chimichanga.
Okay.
If France score, you've got to shout Allez pour les bouvous, les grands garçons.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is not French for goal.
Avez-vous le what?
Allez pour les bouvous, les grands garçons. It means, go for goal, you big boy.
Allez pour le boubou.
No.
Boo-boo, is it?
Can I just go, come on, big boy, in English?
You can do.
I'd rather do that. I'll stick with that. Cool. Now then, tomorrow is the big England match, of course.
Yeah, you're having a World Cup party, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Now, I would invite you, Lloyd, but it's in a pub, so we can't do that.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I know, but you're 14, so that's a problem.
I can drink orange juice.
Didn't he come to the pub at your last...
Well, yeah, that was it. I remember now. We were in the pub last time, yeah?
How long ago was that?
About 4 years ago.
When you were 10.
I was 10, and I'm 4 years older.
Okay, come along then, if you want.
Really?
Yes. Did we really take you to the pub when you were 10 to watch the World Cup?
Yeah, you did. On a big screen.
Okay. So I'm not going to get to speak to you before the England game, am I now? But is there anything I should know so I don't look stupid? Because we're all going to be watching the game together after the show tomorrow night.
Here's some fascinating facts to amaze your friends about England.
Oh, okay, good.
Did you know that John Terry's dad invented the Terry's chocolate orange?
Was that his dad?
Fact. Yeah.
Oh.
I've heard a few things about his dad in the past, but never that one. Wow.
I thought it was Dawn French that had invented that.
No, she was just in the adverts.
Oh.
Did you know that there are two brothers in the squad? Joe Cole and Ashley Cole.
Are they related?
Yeah.
God, you've got good facts.
Obviously, they've got the same surname.
Did you know that Glenn Johnson is the heir to the Johnson & Johnson baby wipes fortune?
What, so he gets all the money from the baby wipes?
Oh, and the baby oil.
Not forgetting the baby oil.
And finally, did you know that David Beckham is married to a Spice Girl?
No, I don't believe that.
Oh, you're just making them up.
You are making these up. All right, well, thank you, Lloyd. They were good facts until you messed it up at the end with that one.
I'm sorry.
And we will speak to you on Monday?
That's fine.
It's up to you. We'll either see you in the pub tomorrow for the World Cup party or we'll speak to you on Monday.
Bye. Radio 1
Podcasts. And now here's the Posh Radio 4 lady with Dear Scott.
Hey Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and all the production team. Here's a question for you all to ponder on and answer if you have the brain power.
Okay.
Why is it that if someone yawns and you see them yawn, you automatically yawn yourself, even if you're not even remotely tired? Listening to the show for 3,495 days and counting. Keep it up, smiley. Thanks, from Zach in Manchester.
Cheers, Zach. Have we really done that many shows?
I'm just trying to work out how long he's been listening for in years.
Oh, God.
9.5 years?
Nah, can't
be. Have you
been
on 9.5 years?
No.
No.
Not on this show, no.
I think he's just made that up.
Okay. Well, that is true sometimes, but actually, Becky's, if you don't mind me saying, has been yawning quite a lot today, and I haven't yawned once in response. So it doesn't always work.
I think it does. Isn't it something to do with cavemen and, like, a warning sign to other cavemen to stay away? Like, if you yawn, I think... Don't come to me with science questions, but I think it's some kind of old-school warning sign to basically get more oxygen in you so that you're ready to run off if you need to.
Right.
Like, if you just go, like, open your mouth and... Yeah, and I want to yawn now. I think that's it. I just think I might have just made that up, actually.
Okay.
But don't come to us for science news, because I
just let you roll with that one, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it's an old, like, defence mechanism thing.
Okay.
Don't make me talk about it anymore, because the more I talk about it, the less convinced I am that it's actually true.
A lot of people were yawning during your explanation.
Do you know what? That was almost as boring, and I say only almost as boring as the time
you told
us...
It was my boat story, yeah. Grab a grand story.
Yeah.
Still on the podcast if you want to hear it. The most boring story in the world ever. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hiya.
Actually, more of a Dear Becky, really.
Oh, here we go again. Another answer from you, please.
As the Earth seems to have altered its orbit and is now revolving around association football, maybe I should give it a go. Who should I support, though? From the abundance of cheap polyester flapping around my neighbourhood, it would seem England is covered. I thought I might give another country a go. I don't really like football, but I do like boys. And I thought that with the help of Becky and her sticker collection, she could let me know which is the hottest team. I figure I could remotely feign an interest that way. Love you a million. Bibsy, off of Runcorn.
See, what's happening for some people that don't like football is they are just tending to support the team that they think is the hottest.
Oh, I did see a well... I've got my album to hand. I did see a well-hot one earlier, so I'm just going to go with whichever team he plays for. Hang on. He was new today, this one.
It's true, because hot people generally congregate around other hot people.
Oh, where is he now? He plays for a red team. Hang on. I think he might be for Spain.
People are yawning again.
Sorry, hang on, I just need to find him. I can't give a factually incorrect answer. Where is he?
Oh, God.
Oh, here he is. He does play for Spain. Cesc Fabregas or Fernando Torres, they're good.
Any other hotties?
I've only got four out of however many's in the team for these stickers, so...
All right.
Yeah, so those...
Spain is a good bet. Spanish people generally are hot as...
I'm not too impressed with the Greeks, to be honest.
You thought they'd be better, seeing as you have a Greek boyfriend.
Honduras is quite good.
All right, so go
for Spain or Honduras.
Spain or Honduras, if you're just following them to be.
And I think Spain happened to be the favourite, so that's win-win there.
Yeah, there's your answer. Thank you. Next,
dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak. I love your show so much, and I'm glad to say I've been a listener since early 2007. Your show is the best, but the reason I emailed was not just to tell you how amazing your show is, but to tell you I saw Nick Knowles off of DIY SOS.
Oh.
Yes.
Love the Knowles. You know that we love the Knowles on this show. Because he's a hero. Mm. He saves people from dying.
Well, it wasn't him, but it looked just like him. I was in the library, and I kept having to ask him for help. So after the fourth time of asking for his help, I decided to leave him alone. But I just couldn't live without telling you there is a Nick Knowles lookalike down here in Plymouth. And also, this is my first email to you, so I was excited to let you know something as great as this. Lots of love, Louis, off of Plymouth, laughing smiley, XXXX.
Oh, yeah, that's the Nick Knowles lookalike in Plymouth.
I think a Nick Knowles lookalike is almost as good as seeing the real thing.
Hmm.
Do you not get excited when you see famous people lookalikes?
I play that game all the time. Do you not? When you're
it's almost as exciting as seeing the real thing.
On a train, I do it all the time. All the time. We're like, yeah, there's Chris Evans.
I like it, of all the famous people that you could spot.
There's always a Chris Evans.
Is there?
Yeah, there's always a Chris Evans. There's always a Barry from EastEnders.
Yes, I've seen a few of them. I've never seen a Kylie.
No, I've never seen a Cheryl Cole.
There were a few Lady Gagas in my train station last night, though, because they're coming back from Ascot, I think.
Yeah. Barry from EastEnders seems to be the most popular one, though. There's always a Barry. Thanks for your tech. How much do you think... How much work do you think a Nick Knowles lookalike would get?
I don't think any of them are actually employed, are they?
Oh, they're not professional.
What would you need it for?
Well, I don't know, opening Village Fates, that kind of thing. If you can't get the real thing, next thing is to go for a lookalike.
But if you're going to get a lookalike, you wouldn't go for a Nick Knowles lookalike, would you?
I think you would. I would. Next!
Hi, Scott. Love the show and the posh Radio 4 lady. By Daniel, 8 years old.
Aw, thanks, Daniel. Thanks for emailing in. That's what Dear Scott's all about. You tell us how fabulous we are. No, it's about anything you want to say to us each week. So just send an email with stuff that you found out, or stuff that you want us to know, or stuff that you want to know about us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I thought that might have been the start of a poem then.
No, that was it.
By Daniel, and I thought, oh, it's brilliant, he's done a poem.
No. Thanks, Daniel, for writing in. Next.
Know how much you love laminate and stuff, so have sent you this. You need to buy pouches for it, because gift wrap was extra £2.98. I'm writing like this because Amazon limit 240 characters. Jonathan Pugsley, Jersey, Channel Islands. 14, B-Day Today, Livin' Show.
This is my favourite. This is from Jonathan, who was hearing us talk about how much I love shredding and love laminating stuff last week. And has sent me a desktop laminator.
Oh, and it was his birthday.
It was his birthday, and he spent his money on buying me a laminator.
Oh.
And then wrote that message, and because they only limit you to 240 characters, he had to be...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I've sent him a personal email, but once again, Jonathan, thank you so much. You really shouldn't have done that, but I really appreciate it, so thank you. I've laminated everything now, it's brilliant. And tonight, I'm going to take it home. It's under my desk at the moment, and I'm going to properly laminate everything that I see.
You laminate the Radio Times?
I don't have the Radio Times. I'm going to laminate some of my phone bills.
Right. what, the really expensive ones?
Yeah, just so I can keep them.
It's going to be brilliant for our party tomorrow, because if you spill a drink or anything...
Yes!
Wipe clean.
Right, okay, shall I bring it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good one.
And then we can use it to do everything that needs laminating.
Jonathan, that really is useful. Thank you very much.
And anything happy birthday.
You want to say to us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you found on the internet that you find amusing, anything that that's happened to you, you want to share, that's what it's all about every Thursday on Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's George.
What's going on, George?
I'm on the bus, but there's a hornet on my bus, and I'm pretty freaking out.
Oh, God. Are you on the way home from school?
Yeah.
How many other people on the bus?
It's just me now. Everybody else has got off.
Oh, no, so you're just alone with a hornet?
Yeah.
How long have you got left to go?
About 5 minutes, 3 minutes, around that.
Oh.
What's it doing at the moment?
It's just buzzing around at the back.
Okay, just sit still and ignore it.
Okay, will do.
What, when you're scared, though, you can't just ignore it, because you've got to keep an eye out to see where it's buzzing off to next.
I'm pretty scared.
Oh, it'll be fine.
What's the driver said? Are they scared too?
Not really, no.
So all your other mates have got off the bus and stopped at their stop, and you're just left there on your own?
Yeah, I'm the last stop.
Oh, bless you. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay.
Do you want us to stay with you until it goes?
We can
do. Until you get off?
Okay, that'll be cool.
Okay, right, we'll stay there and we'll talk to you in a minute. All right, okay, bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, wait a minute.
And now back to George on the bus. Hi, George.
Hello.
I said I'd keep with you. What's going on?
It's still there and it's pretty terrifying.
Okay, is it massive?
Yeah, massive.
Okay. Are you going to get off the bus any second?
Yeah, any second. So I'm just going to run off the bus.
Okay, right. Can I stay with you for that bit, please, just to make sure?
Just to check you're safe.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting Deluxe there, but I think this is important. Are you getting off now?
Can I get off now?
Yeah, if you need to escape the hornet.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm getting off now.
Run for it!
Wait, I think I've left something.
Be careful about other cars, though, that might be around.
Okay. I'm getting off now.
Get off.
Yeah.
Are you free?
Yeah.
Yay! You escaped!
Yay!
Speak to you later, George.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, what's occurring on Time Shock?
Oh, what's occurring?
John in Milton Keynes has been on saying, oh, God, have I missed Sabina or know what's occurring? Just popped into Tesco's for some pop for the footy tomorrow. No, it's all fine. Here she is. It's Sabina. Hiya.
Hi.
You're right. I'm really good, thank you.
Good.
Are you coming to our World Cup party tomorrow?
I am, and so are my friends Joe and Kim.
Joe and Kim?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, Joe and Kim, they both went to my nursery and primary school and have been friends for, like, absolutely ages. Yeah.
Okay, so they're your best mates?
Yeah.
Do they like football?
I don't think so.
No.
I think we're more into theatre, to be honest.
More into theatre?
Yes.
Okay. What have you been doing today?
I went with my mum to a rosebud garden in Hampton Court. And I did some revision in amongst the roses. And then I had like a ice cream on top of a pancake thing.
Lush.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was okay, but unfortunately the strawberry sauce was that stuff out of a bottle. It tasted like glue. wasn't very nice.
What strawberry sauce do you normally have?
Usually fresh ones, you know, freshly made strawberry sauce.
Did you shout out, "Where's my fresh strawberry sauce, darling?"
I would have, but I don't think I really could have got away with it.
I love it that you make your own. You don't make it, though, do you? Does your mum make it?
My mum makes it.
Yeah, I thought so. Like, who has time to make strawberry sauce apart from mums?
You knew that Sabina's mum, if anybody would be able to make fresh strawberry sauce, it would be her, though. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Cool.
You have lots of fans. Do you know that?
Yeah, I heard you say
yes, I do.
I'm famous in America.
Famous in America now. You've broken America.
Wow. I only have one friend in America, and he's like a six-year-old friend of my father's.
Oh, okay.
Now I have more.
You have many more now, yeah.
Thank you.
I think there might even be a Facebook group. Seriously. Of appreciation for you.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's play today's game.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Becky, have you got any... Oh, no, you've got some sisters, haven't you?
Yes.
No brothers?
No.
How many sisters?
Two.
Who's more attractive, you or them?
They are. Now, my cousin, we were having this conversation a few weeks ago, and my cousin has got a theory about this, and that is that the younger sibling is always the better-looking one. And me being the eldest. What are you doing?
No, no.
You just mouthed to me. That is not true.
No, I said that
no,
is true.
No, you didn't. You said that is not true. So
no, I didn't.
From that, I'm assuming that you have a younger brother.
Yeah, my brother's way hotter than me. That's really... I feel wrong saying that, but he is a good-looking boy.
My sisters are both prettier than me.
Oh. Hi. Sabina, what about you?
I've got a brother called George and a sister called Tamara.
Okay. And who's the best-looking one in the family?
I don't know. Can't ask me this.
Are you the best-looking?
No. Yeah.
Are you, though?
I'll let you decide.
We're only going to meet you. We're not going to meet the others.
I'm in your photograph.
Well swerved. Well swerved. Okay, well, Smooth Talking Dan went onto the streets of Stupid earlier, and he asked five people, who's hotter, you or your brother or sister? How many of them thought that they were the hotter one, Becky?
Three.
Sabina.
I'll say two.
Two. Let's find out. So we go into Stupid Street. Dan asked them, who's hotter, you or your brother or sister? How many of them said, I'm hotter, actually.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. Brother and a sister.
Who do you reckon's more attractive, you or your brother?
Me.
What about your sister? You're your sister. Who do you think is?
She's more attractive than me, I'd say.
In the pecking order, it goes your sister, then you, then your ugly brother. Have you got brothers or sisters?
I got a younger sister.
Who do you think's hotter, you or your sister?
Probably my sister.
Okay, is she pretty attractive?
Well, everyone calls her Julia Roberts lookalike. She's got the beauty, I've got the brains.
So you're ugly but clever.
Yeah.
She's hot but real stupid.
God. Smooth.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
One sister.
Who do you think's better looking, you or your sister?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks a bit rough.
Yeah, she does.
But you look pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you, isn't it? You're supposed to tell me.
I think you look nice, yeah. But definitely you have your sister.
Yeah, definitely.
Jack and your parents think that as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got one brother.
Who do you reckon's more attractive, you or your brother?
Me, definitely. He looks more masculine than me.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a big sister, yeah.
Who's hotter, you or her?
Me. She looks like me, and I'm supposed to look like a guy, she's not.
So your sister looks quite manly?
What are you trying to say about my sister?
Oh! And Smooth Talking Dan, not so smooth there at the end, as he almost gets into a fight. What are you saying about my sister? I counted three there.
Oh.
I think. I was too busy listening. Shall we say three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Three it was.
Oh! Ow! What's a kitty?
Next one. Sabina, you know Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, but I know who she is.
Right, so you've never met her?
No.
No, me neither. No. She was on a show the other night called Move It, Shake It, Rule It, Rule It, Who Do You Think You Are? And that's a show with a theme tune by the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And they find out all about your family and stuff in the past.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know the one?
Yeah, I do.
And they always have a really interesting past, don't they?
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker's relatives were involved in the Salem witch trials.
Mm. Oh, because she played a witch in Hocus Pocus, that film of the witches.
I don't think that was why she got that part, but it's a coincidence, yes.
Mm. Oh, it's one of my favourite films.
My sister likes that as well.
I love that show and those shows in general because, like, your relatives were never something really average, were they? It's like, oh, actually, your great-grandmother was Cleopatra.
Oh,
really? Excellent. It's never like your great granny was a, you know, something normal. Like
a dinner lady.
A dinner lady or a cleaner or something. Like, it's never, they're always some major historical figure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sarah Jessica got really into this and loved the whole experience. She was very impressed. And through the whole thing, she was like, oh, wow. This is amazing. Wow. How many times did Sarah Jessica Parker say, wow, when being told all about her family, Sabina?
11.
Quite sure of your answer.
I didn't watch it, though.
10.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Okay, here's SJP on Who Do You Think You Are? Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Oh, wow.
This.
Wow.
Oh. You mentioned.
Wow.
So he would be.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
There were 12 in there. Sabina!
Yay!
Gets the point.
What was that song?
That was Nice Music. Was that? It probably was R. Kelly. Oh, it was Craig David.
Is that the one about taking your jeans off over your heels?
I think
so. Which I always think is a bad move, because you're only going to get your foot stuck in the leg.
You're going to be hopping around, and that's not getting you in the mood for love, is it?
Wow.
Well done, Sabina.
Thank you.
Oh. What's the kitty?
Last one. You know Fabio Capello?
Fabio Capello, yeah.
You know him, don't you?
I do.
Well, he wanted to tell a world-class sports reporter earlier about... Listen to Sabina giggling then. He wanted to tell a world-class sports reporter about some big breaking news in the world of sport. Are you all right, love?
I know what this is going to be.
What?
I know what this is going to be.
Do you?
I think.
I don't know what you mean. Right, it's a simple question. Let's get to it. How long could Fabio Capello keep this world-class sports reporter on the phone for before they lost interest in the call?
Last time it was like 7 minutes. I'm going to say 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Whoa. Okay, Becky?
2 minutes.
Okay.
I can't even remember. I mean, I don't know.
So you're saying just 2?
Just a guess, yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Fabio calling somebody from the BBC who knows a thing or two about sport.
Hello?
Oh, Mark, it's Fabio.
Hi, Fabio.
Mark, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Your Welsh is coming on. Your Welsh is coming even better since we last spoke.
We're not going to talk about my accent again last time, Mark. I've got a world exclusive interview for you.
Fabio?
Yes, with Bex. David Beckham.
Before you give me the world exclusive, are you ringing me from the training pitch at the moment?
Yes. I'm just on the side of the stagey touchline thing.
Where?
On the side of the pitch.
Which pitch?
The San Siro pitch.
The San Siro? Heck, you've gone all the way back to Italy, have you, ahead of the game tomorrow?
Right, anyway, that's where I am. And ringing about the interview with Beckham. Do you want it?
Yeah, please. Yeah, is he with you now?
Oh, yes, he is. I offered it to Robbie Earl, but he's not answering his phone.
Is he not?
No. So you're my second choice. Hang on a minute, I'll just get Bex.
Is he here? Oh.
Did Fabio just tell you a joke, David? David?
Oh, Mark, he's such a funny man. But, how are you, Mark?
What joke did he tell you?
He told me one about a tennis pianist.
No offence, David, but I can't make out a word you're saying. It's just like a dog whistle.
I got the joke wrong anyway. I said it was about a tennis pianist, but it wasn't. It was about a tennis pianist. He don't play tennis at all, does he?
Are you enjoying spending time with Fabio, David? David?
I'm still laughing at the pianist. Right, hang on. Right, what questions do you want to ask me?
Who's been teaching Fabio Capello Welsh?
I don't know. I've got to go now. I'll pass you back to Fabs.
All right, this will be good.
Hang on.
Get the right...
Hello? Hello, Mark.
Are we back now, Fabio?
Yes, sir. I think you wasted that opportunity there with Bex a little bit, if I'm honest.
I've got to go because I'm halfway through watching a very important game.
So, anyway...
My phone bill's going to be massive when I get back. Do you realise?
Bye!
Good. Wow, who'd thought that's an all-star interview right there? David Beckham and Fabs Capello. Fabs.
Don't make me think on my feet.
Good. Right, that was 3 minutes and 6 seconds, ooh, which means that it's closer to Sabina than it is to you. Sabina, where wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? I Can't Speak. So we'll see you tomorrow anyway at the World Cup party. All right,
yeah.
You and your friends, Joe and Kim, bring them along.
Yeah.
And some flowers, you probably will anyway.
Yeah, I'll bring some flowers.
Oh, I thought you would. Okay, and we're going to play a special version of Oh, What's Occurring Tomorrow. You up for that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know, it's on a Friday for 1 week only.
Cool.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Later, bye. Scott, am I on it?
Sorry?
Am I on a special Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah, you are, yes.
Okay.
You're playing cool. As normal.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is what happens every Thursday. A posh lady from Radio 4 gathers up all the emails that you've been sending through the week and reads them out on Dear Scott. If you'd like to be part of this, it's dead simple. Just send an email. That's an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Symbols. First one?
Just thought I would let you know that I've opened a Facebook group, Lloyd, the footy expert from The Scott Mills Show is Amazing. I don't have many friends on Facebook, so I am lacking members at the moment. In fact, there is only me. But he really is amazing. Nearly crashed the car laughing at the chimichangas. Lots of love, Vicky, off of Littlehampton. Lots of X's.
Thank you, Vicky. I will pass on your Lloyd love to him. He'll like that a lot.
Hi, it's me again. Group now has 19 members. Whoop, whoop. I think you should join, maybe. XXXX.
XXXX. Thank you. I'm sure he'll get a few more members on his Facebook group now. He loves it.
19's good already.
19's all right, isn't it? Mm. Next.
Hi, Scott and all. I need help. My dad's currently being filmed as part of a TV show for Channel 4, and it's going to be on TV at some point over winter / next year.
Right, I want to know what this show is. How exciting. Read on, please, PR4L.
I'm so embarrassed. How can I make sure no one watches this and sees how embarrassing my dad will be? It's on for 6 weeks, too. Should I just hide for the 6 weeks till it's over? Eek, I am dreading it. The daughter. Yeah, I'm not saying my real name.
What show could it be? I was going to say The Family, because that's on for ages, but then obviously the daughter would be on that as well.
Super Size Skis, Super Skinny? But then you wouldn't film for all that time, would you?
Probably not, no. Could you write back to us, please, and tell us what show it is?
They're not going to say. If they wouldn't say their name, they're not going to say what the show is. Hollyoaks?
A dad?
Maybe. Might be playing a dad character.
It sounds to me like it's some kind of reality show. They're not acting.
You've been on Hollyoaks.
The dad's not acting. I'm glossing over that. Let us know. Just give us some kind of idea. It's a reality show or what is it? And then we'll be able to help a bit more.
Three in a Bed.
That's finished.
Oh.
Last
might be
one.
A new series and
yeah.
Come Dine With Me? No, that wouldn't be over 6 weeks.
Last one in Three in a Bed last night.
Just email back and tell us and we won't tell anyone, promise.
Next.
Dear Scott, I would appreciate it if you stopped doing funny items between 5 and 6 when I'm on my way home from work, as I'm on the bus listening with my headphones in and keep laughing out loud like a loon. Cat, Newcastle, X.
Okay, we listen to what our listeners say and we give them what they want. So as of now, Cat, there won't be anything funny between 5 and 6 of an evening. Hope that helps. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the breakout sensation of 2010, PR4L.
She added that in.
Yeah.
Scott, the solution to your problem has been right in front of you all along. After hearing the PR4L with Diddy, it's apparent that she, not Crystal Swing or the Baseballs, should play at your mate's wedding. Bublé was discovered doing a wedding gig in Canada. And since her career took off during the World Cup, you could use one of the goal words that Lloyd has taught you for the group name. She could be the Posh Chimichanga, P. Chimmy for short. Eventually, P. Chimmy and P. Diddy could collaborate on an album. John, off of St. John, Canada.
P. Chimmy.
I love the thought of P. Chimmy.
I like that a lot. Do you know what? That version, the PR4L version of Hello, Good Morning, the P. Diddy song that she did on the ukulele, that was in my head yesterday, the first thing in my head when I woke up.
Wasn't the P. Diddy wasn't Diddy version.
It wasn't, unfortunately, it wasn't Diddy's version. It was the PR4L's version.
On her uke.
With Diddy loving it. I want to play it again. So it'll be in my head tomorrow morning when I wake up too.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's ride, hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it.
That's just the remix.
Cause I see.
Take that.
You watching.
Don't stop, baby.
So let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Cause I've been leaning on the bar, yeah. Cleaner than the star. Uh-huh. These frauds won't give me my props.
My props.
25 on the bank, I'll be stunting on their ass and they're mad cause
hello.
I love it.
Good morning.
See, they liked it. It was the bit where she goes, hello, let's ride, let's ride. Good morning. That's the bit that's in my head.
Love, love, love her.
P. Chimmy, coming your way soon. Next.
Dear Scott et al. I'm wondering whether it's acceptable in the middle of the night to wake your spouse just to say good night. Because I think it's bang out of order. But evidently, my wife thought it was perfectly acceptable last night. It took me another 40 minutes to get back to sleep after that. Grr. Love you, John, out of Coventry.
Off of Coventry, actually.
I think it is acceptable,
no,
but it's
not
acceptable to call someone your spouse.
Yeah.
Not in 2010.
Spouse?
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever acceptable to wake someone up once they're asleep for something as trivial as that.
Really?
I don't like being woken up. I like my sleep. Just to go, wake up, what? Good night. No. Really. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, The One, and PR4L.
The One.
I'm moving to London from Glasgow in September, and I wondered if you'd like to be my friends.
Tell us a bit more about yourself before we decide.
I don't know many people in London, but I listen to your show nearly every day, and I think you all sound lovely. So, shall we meet up for a drink? I like Pinot Grigio too.
Okay, I'm finding this a bit weird because I don't actually know you. Go on.
As I said, I don't know many people in London, so if you don't say yes, I might have to ask Chappers to be my friend, and I don't really want to, as he sounds a bit grumpy. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you all. Rachel off of Glasgow, but soon to be Rachel off of London.
OK, Rachel, what do you think, Becky? You up?
I'm happy to meet her. I mean, obviously, I'll meet you, and if I don't like you, then we'll just won't carry it on. But if we meet up and we get on, then yes, we can think about taking things further.
Is this going to be like what we were saying
Not
about...
Not that sort of further. Further as in friends. The one that doesn't speak's eyes lit up. I was
He really did. He was like, good one. Is this going to be like we were talking about dates last week and you're going to have somebody that is your emergency call?
But you can ring me. Do you want to meet? You just got better things to do, haven't you?
Yeah, really, yeah.
I'm happy to be. I know what it's like when you move, because I'm not originally from London. So
do I. I mean, I've moved away from home before, but I've never sent a paragraph into a radio station hoping to be friends with a DJ.
I bet you have.
I have not.
You have?
I haven't.
What?
I haven't.
No, you
I haven't.
Would have. Hi, I've recently moved to the town and would love to be a presenter on your station.
Yeah, but
I'll come in and make you cups of tea and everything. Please let me be your friend.
Oh, I've done that, but I didn't ask them for a drink. Anyway, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm sure you're lovely. But
I'm up for it. If you, when you get down here, just
right. And I'll be your emergency call. So yeah. If she's really boring or really weird, then
and
you
then
can
I'll come back in the next day and say how good/bad it was.
Yeah, but even if it is going badly at the time, rather like a first date, you won't actually tell them at the time. You'll just be like, you'll just, or will you? I don't know.
I might go to the loo and climb out of the window.
Yeah, never come back.
Yeah.
Anything else you want us to know about? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it. We do this every Thursday, twice on a show. So we've got loads of space for your email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can have the ultimate honour of being read out by the posh Radio 4 lady next Thursday. So get your emails in quick.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.